You're listening to Misunderstanding Dementia Podcast. This episode is brought to you by Misunderstanding Dementia Course, and you can put in 50 to get a 50% discount on the course. Thank you. Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Mike Chua, physical therapist, certified dementia practitioner, and author of Misunderstanding Dementia. Today, I have a very, very special guest. His name is Peter Berry, and he's actually in London now, and it's just a very good time for us to get a guest right now to share about Alzheimer's. So just a quick introduction for Peter. He's actually he used to run a business, a lumber business, for 20 years, and he was just recently diagnosed with Alzheimer's 3 years ago. And I know we're talking about Alzheimer's, but we also want to talk about the successes in life. So just recently, he just finished 354 miles of riding a bicycle for a certain group there in London. So again, we would like to please welcome our special guest for today, Peter Berry.
Hi, everybody, and how's it going? It's great to be here to talk to you all today.
Well, is there anything else that we need to know about you, Berry, you know, aside from that special introduction?
Well, yes. As you said, I was diagnosed at the age of 50. I'm a very, very positive person. When I was first diagnosed, I did have an issue with depression, which I think is not uncommon in people in our age group with a diagnosis of Alzheimer's, dementia, or whatever you want to call it, and also many other terminal conditions as well. And I think that in actual fact, when I got to my lowest point where I actually came to the idea that the world might be a better place without me and my family would be better without me, it was then that I came to realize that others were in the same situation as me. I wasn't the only one. And I knew what it was like. And if there wasn't anybody helping me, then it's very likely that there wasn't people being helped all around the world in the same situation. And I had at this point in time an ability to try and open the curtain around dementia and let people into our world for a short space of time, because I believe that if somebody has a greater knowledge of what somebody like me is going through and can get into our heads a little bit, then it's easier for the caregiver to actually make life easier for themselves and for the person with the condition as well. And okay, I haven't got all the answers. I can't say that you must say this and you must say that. It's just about giving people a little bit more information, a bit more awareness, so that people can try and make better choices to help others to understand and to help, just to help people live a little better with the condition, really.
That's right. That's right. You mentioned about the word depression, and it's really just part of the process. It's called the Kubler-Ross stages of grief. You know, a lot of people will go through that different stages, you know, the denial, the anger, the bargaining, and the depression. And the depression is part of the last two stages of that Kubler-Ross process. And if you are a patient or a caregiver right now who are feeling depressed, it's okay to feel that way, because that's really closer to where the acceptance is. And that's the last stage, acceptance. And obviously right now, Peter here has experienced the stage of acceptance. And now she's making a difference in not only in his life, but in other people's lives because of all his show and inspirational stuff that he does. So if you are a caregiver right now listening to this show and or watching to our show right now, I think let's use Peter as an inspiration in this kind of disease. I know that there's actually no treatment yet for dementia, but if there is hope in the future, there's obviously power in the present. And that's what Peter is doing right now. He's giving power in this situation right now by doing inspirational stuff, like, you know, riding 354 miles of bicycling or whatever you call that.
Crazy stuff.
Thank you very much, Peter, for what you're doing for this dreaded disease. I know we're not a research company, but what we're doing is just giving hope and power to not only to the patients, but also to the caregivers themselves. So thank you very much, Peter. So
it's one of the things you touched on a very good point early on there about the depression issue. I actually, when I was first diagnosed, and I think this is the same for a lot of other people, I actually felt quite embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
I felt quite embarrassed that I had got this disease. And yeah, I had this idea that my life was over. And I had this idea that when I woke up every morning, there would be certain elements of my life that I couldn't do today that I could yesterday. And I had this real surreal idea of what dementia is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the greater problems is that there was nobody out there to actually say to me, you know what, the journey is different for everybody, but you're not just going to end your life in 5 minutes. And I think one of the key points is that when you're diagnosed, it takes about 15 minutes for a doctor to say, you know, you have Alzheimer's and this is what's going to happen. That's what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you go out of the doctor's thinking a different way. But in actual fact, we shouldn't, because we are no different when we walk out of that doctor's than when we first walked in. We are exactly the same people. It's only 10 or 15 minutes have lapsed, and it's only because somebody has said these words to you. And if people can get their head around that, and as you quite rightly say, accept the diagnosis, then I believe you can live a longer and fuller life. And I believe that my life is somewhat richer now with Alzheimer's than it was before. Not richer in monetary terms, but richer because I'm doing all the stuff that I should have done 5 or 6 years ago. I'm squeezing it all in. And in helping others has turned around, and it's actually helping me. And I never actually perceived that that would be the thing. So the key word I think I'm trying to say here, guys, is life is not over. It's just a bit different. And that's the key thing. That's what we've got to cling on to.
Oh, wow. That is just so powerful, Peter. Very powerful. You know, life is, how do you say that again? Life is not over. It's just a little bit different.
Yeah, life's not over. It's just a bit different. And we've got to adjust accordingly. I've come to the great realization that if there's a problem, we mustn't focus on the problem. We have to focus on solutions. And once you've found a solution, the problem is not really there. Now, I know that dementia is a very complicated disease, but I believe it is surrounded by simplicity. And what we all do is we try to dive straight into this complicated, messy bit and work it all out.
Mm-hmm.
If we dealt with the simple bit around the outside, okay, you won't cure the complicated mess, but you will make the complicated stuff so much less complicated. And that's why I cycled across the country, because I can cycle. I can't read. I can't write anymore.
Uh-huh.
There's so many things that I can't do. But cycling is something that dementia is not in control of. So we have to focus on the I can do's and not the I can't do's. And that is a paramount thing. And one thing, I know I rattle on, but there's so many things to say. But
you're
one
fine.
Thing I did do, and I think everybody should do this at some stage, I sat down one day and I drew up a list of all the things that dementia has taken away from me since diagnosis. And that was quite a long list. I then also drew up a list of all the things that I had achieved since diagnosis, mm-hmm. getting over depression, cycling, and achieving things like using technology. And do you know, I came to realize that my can-do list was bigger than what dementia had taken from me. So
that is so true.
From dementia. Now, that's key thing. And I think everybody should have that chance to just puff their chest out and say, I want to live and I want to leave my dementia sitting at home twiddling its thumbs while I go and do the stuff that I want to do.
Amazing. Amazing, Peter. He's just such an inspiration. Not just right now, I'm being inspired right now that there's still really hope. And I really like what you said. I actually wrote it down about the solution thing that you mentioned, you know. And I want to just share this again to our listeners that if you are not part of the solution, you're actually part of the problem. Mm-hmm. And if you're not finding that solution to it, you're just making this dementia worse. And look at this, Peter, what Peter is doing right now. His to-do list has been more, he's accomplished more than when he was, you know, living, you know, open and close quote, normally. And he's done a lot more now. And I think, you know, if you're a dementia patient right now, and if you're a caregiver right now, all this test that you're going through is actually a testimony for other people. And this is what Peter's doing right now. He's being a testimony for other people because of this test that he's going through. You know, it's not an easy test. It's actually a very hard test. You know, imagine your brain is shrinking of all this Alzheimer's issue and dementia, and he's making it as a testimony. Who would have thought how young are you now, Peter?
53. I'm 53 now. I shall be 54 this November.
Oh, wow. Happy birthday, Advance. You know, yeah. Who would have think a 54 year 1964?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It was fast, right? Well, anyway, who would have think a 53-year-old Alzheimer's dementia patient who can ride 354 miles of bicycling, you know? I mean, he mentioned already he cannot read, he cannot do other stuff, but he focuses on what he can really do. And that's what we want to focus on as a caregiver or as a dementia patient. We want to focus on the good. We want to focus on your strength and, you know, not to disregard the weakness, but making sure to focus on your strength. And me as a physical therapist, you know, if we have stroke patient and one side is weak and the other side is strong, we don't focus on the weak side. We don't tell the patient, oh, your right side is just weak, you know, we'll just leave you alone. No, we make sure that the other side, the right side or the stronger side, and we make it stronger. And this is what Peter is doing. He's focusing on the good. He's focusing on the best, because if you focus on the good, guess what? You're going to achieve more. So that's our challenge for today, misunderstanding dementia listeners, and use Peter as an inspiration.
One of the other key things is that I know that some people often say, wow, you're so positive, you're so this, but I do still have bad days. There still is the reality of dementia, and it still does weigh heavy. And, okay, we can sit here and paint a wonderful picture, but sometimes it's okay not to be strong. Sometimes it is okay just to, I don't know, have a tearful day, have a day where, because I can't be positive all the while, but I have found, and I've learned this myself, that as a man who originally provided for the family, I was the hub and the wheel rotated around me. I was the head of the household. And I found that if I'm down and if I have a couple of days where I'm not really myself, it ripples out to the whole family, and the whole family is down, and it's not a good place. But very often, if a family can see that the person with the condition, I don't like using the word sufferer, we'll call it the person with the condition, is doing pretty well okay, then everybody else seems to cope a little bit better as well. And we don't think to the future too far. We don't plan too far ahead. We just say, well, maybe we'll do this tomorrow if we feel like it. If we don't feel like it, hey, it doesn't matter, we won't do it. It's fine if we do it, and it's fine if we don't. You know, because if you don't have a plan, it can't go wrong.
That's
so
right.
That's one thing. It is difficult for people like me to, I suppose, to try and get people to understand where we're at. And it is a very much here and now lifestyle. It's very much, you know, you never really know what's going to happen tomorrow. And in actual fact, you get so that you're not really too bothered. You're like a plow horse with blinkers on. You're just focusing straight here, and there isn't much else going on around. And I did cycle across the country, but I couldn't have done it without assistance. I needed guidance. And I had some wonderful people who assisted me across there, but I still achieved it. And it was still really, and honestly, it was dementia 0, Peter 10. So,
awesome.
so that's the score on that one. Some days it's Peter 0 and dementia 1, but that doesn't happen very often. I don't let that happen. It's very often an even keel, or I'm on top, one of the two.
Amazing. You're such an inspiration, Peter. I really like what you said about failing and being negative sometimes. And I just wanted to encourage everyone that, you know, failing and getting weak or forgetting something or not doing anything is actually not a person. It's not Peter. It's just an event. So whatever you're going through, caregivers or dementia patients out there, whatever you're going through, when you're failing and when you're falling and when you're making mistakes, it's not about you. It's just an event, because failure is just an event. It's not a person. So it's not how many times we fail or we fall or we get sick or if we forget something as a dementia patient or make a mistake as a caregiver. It's how many times we get up and do this all over again. And this is what Peter is doing. He's getting up and doing it all over again, not just to encourage his family, but to encourage the whole world right now because of what he's doing. So, you know, if Peter can do it, I think you as a caregiver or you as a early onset dementia patient, I think you can do it too. So thank you very much, Peter, for your inspiration in this show. So
any achievement on any level is a positive thing. And I'll give you a little tip here, guys. And this is something that I learned from my grandfather, who was in the army. Okay. He said to me, he said, when you get up in the morning, he said, the first thing you do is you make your bed. Because if you make your bed, that is your first achievement of the day. Whatever else you do, you've achieved one thing. And that might be only a small thing. But do you know what? When you've made that, you look at that and you think, yeah, I've done that. And then what else can I do today? If you just get out of the bed and just leave it as a mess, then everything doesn't seem to go right. Now, that might seem silly to some people, but you know what, guys? Try it, because it does actually work. An achievement on any level is... And my idea of cycling across the country was to inspire others to go gardening, go walking, go cycling, to do anything they want to do, play tennis or any sort of sport, just to get out and have the opportunity to leave their dementia at home like I do. Just have the opportunity to achieve. Don't worry about what you can't do tomorrow. Just focus on what you can do. Now, here's another great tip. My memory is very bad. And I try and use technology to help me. Mm-hmm. So the other week, my wife had a birthday, and I knew very well that if I hid her present away, I would never find it. It would be gone in the abyss for a long while. Uh-huh. So I came up with this idea of using my iPhone as a visual memory. I put the item in the drawer. I took a photograph of it in the open drawer. 3 weeks later, or fortnight later, I wanted to find it. I didn't know where it was. I went to my iPhone. I found the photograph, that's where it is, picked it up, deleted the photograph. So again, there was a problem, I found a solution, no problem. So, and I know that people in later stages of dementia can't always do that, but there's so many other things. There's other stimulants, there's colouring, there's puzzles, there's all sorts of things that people can do. Pick a hobby that somebody liked doing, it doesn't matter what it is, and try and steer towards that hobby, even for a few minutes a day or half an hour a day. It's all a sense of achievement. And the trouble is that I hear so much about winning the war against dementia, but these little things that we do are the battles. And if we don't win battles, we will never, ever win the war. There's never going to be a cure for me for dementia, but there will be for others. And inspiring others to carry on and inspiring caregivers to carry on is something that has to be done. It's all about education, awareness, and I don't know, just moving forward the best we can, because that's what life is about. I'm beginning to sound like some sort of preacher, aren't I? I don't know.
Hey, you know, any kind of inspiration, any kind of encouragement is actually really, really good, Peter. And I think you are doing a great job in doing what you're doing. And I've been watching you and following you in your videos, and it's just really inspiring to watch and listen to it. So if you guys are listening right now, I would really recommend that you know if you don't add him as a friend, you know, just follow him on his Facebook page, because I mean, I myself, you know, I'm being inspired just watching and listening to his videos. And I'm like, if Peter's doing it, why can I not do it? You know, and it's just amazing how he changes people's lives now.
People always go on to YouTube. I've got a YouTube channel there, and I think I'm writing. So my daughter set that up for me. I think mm-hmm. I'm writing saying that if they put in Peter Berry Alzheimer's, the YouTube channels, you know, it comes up. And I've been, actually, I'll tell you what, Mick, now, at this week, the week that we done the cycle challenge was 52 weeks of doing the YouTube and my weekly videos. So it's a whole year of living with Alzheimer's and little snippets of life with Alzheimer's, the good bits and the bad bits as well, which are very important for people to see. But there's little bits in there of information that people can use. They're all free. They're out there for anybody to source them. And that information will be there as a legacy long after I can no longer do it. And that's quite an awesome thing for me to think about as well.
That's right.
And it's the library for me as well.
That's so right, Peter. And, you know, I was just listening to, I don't know if you know him, his name is Zig Ziglar. And and, you know, I've been listening to his, you know, his audio books and, you know, watch some of his videos online. And he said, it's not all about, it's sometimes you're on the survival mode and eventually you will become on that success mode. But hopefully one day you want to be on that significant mode. Right now, Peter, I know you went through that mode of being, of surviving in your life. And I know you've reached success. Right now, you're on that significant mode. Because once it's all said and done, you know, everybody will die. You know, everybody will pass away. It's just a matter of how are we going to die. Right now, you're making a significant impact in this world right now. So, and that's our challenge for all this, for all the listeners out there. If you're a caregiver, and if you can be a patient right now, make a significant, it doesn't have to change the world. Be a significant person just around you, you know, be a significant person for the patient you're taking care of, or be a significant person to your loved ones right now. So just be significant. You know, you don't have to change the world. Just change yourself right now and change the person right beside you right now. So thank you very much, Peter, for being such an inspiration. So one last question, Peter, before we go.
The opportunity to talk to everybody. It's a wonderful opportunity, and spreading the word and raising awareness is something that that I think is so greatly important. People's perception of dementia is very often so very different from the reality.
That's right.
And we, as many people, have had family members who have disappeared because of a diagnosis of dementia. It's not because they're not being nasty. It's not because they don't like the person. It's because they don't understand. It's all it is. And so many families get broken up because of this condition, when if people just took a little time to listen to people like us. And I've always said, don't talk about people with dementia, talk to people with dementia, because, you know, you'll learn so, so much. We still have so much to give. And all you people out there, you as individuals, you all have stories. You all have stuff you can do. I'm just a normal guy doing normal guy stuff. And we're all just normal people doing people stuff. And there's no reason why others can't do the same. And there's no reason why others can't go out there and inspire people just like I have, because here's the thing, I can't inspire people forever. So you guys have got to help me do this. You know, it's a journey we're all on. One voice is lost in the dark, but many voices are always heard. Think of that.
Amen. Amen. Well, one last question, Peter, before I let you go, I could listen to you all day long, but one more question. One last question. What advice you can give to the actual caregivers? You know, what is the one thing that you can tell them?
Never give up hope. The people that you are caring for, I know they change. Our dementia doesn't just affect memories. We know that. It affects personalities. People become very upset and they become very angry at times. It is a frustrating world for people like me to be in, and I know sometimes I get frustrated at the things I can't do. It is difficult, and patience is a virtue, and I know it's difficult, and I know it definitely isn't easy, but I think we've just got to try and do the best we can. And if you guys want to learn a little more, do listen to my videos, because you know what, there might be some stuff that just helps you to respond to the person that you're looking after or whatever. But, you know, guys, never give up hope. And there is always people out there to help you. Do not try and struggle on your own. There's people out there like us that can help. I know that when we were first diagnosed, there wasn't any help. And we found it very, very difficult. Do seek help from family members. Don't try and do stuff on your own, because, you know, the more you try and delegate, the better it is for everybody. So, yeah, I hope that helps. I hope that answers your question, Mick.
Excellent. Excellent, Peter. I mean, I'm just inspired right now to do what we need to do for this population. So again, thank you very much, Peter. I really appreciate you, and continue to do what you're doing and continue to be significant, not only for your family, but for the whole world. So we really appreciate you, Peter.
It's a pleasure to do it. It really is. And it's helping me. It's inspiring me to inspire others. So there we go. It's working both ways.
Amen. Thank you. And thank you very much again for listening to our show. And definitely check out Peter Berry's Facebook page and his YouTube page called Peter Berry Alzheimer's. So again, thank you very much, and God bless you all. Bye-bye. You're listening to Misunderstanding Dementia Podcast. This episode is brought to you by Misunderstanding Dementia Course, and you can put in 50 to get a 50% discount on the course. Thank you.